Morning Watch, Philippians Week 6, Taking Christ as Our Power and Secret, Philippians Chapter 4, Verses 1 through 23. Wednesday, Philippians Chapter 4, Verses 8 and 9. Finally, brothers, what things are true, what things are dignified, what things are righteous, what things are pure, what things are lovely, what things are well spoken of. If there is any virtue, and if any praise, take account of these things. The things which you have also learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Related verses. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, even as you know what kind of men we were among you, for your sake. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember the ones leading you, who have spoken to you the word of God, and considering the issue of their manner of life, imitate their faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Finally, brothers, rejoice, be perfected, be comforted, think the same thing, be at peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue, through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Romans chapter 15, verse 33. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, what things are true, what things are dignified, what things are righteous, what things are pure, what things are lovely, what things are well spoken of. If there is any virtue, and if any praise, take account of these things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, note 1, referencing the word true. Truthfully, ethically, it does not mean true in matter of fact. Note 2, referencing the word dignified. Venerable, worthy of reverence, noble, grave, implying the idea of dignity, which inspires and invites reverence. Note 3, referencing the word righteous. Right, not just, before God and man. Note 4, referencing the word pure. Single in intention and action, without any mixture. Note 5, referencing the word lovely. Lovable, agreeable, endearing. Note 6, referencing the word well. Of good repute, attractive, winning, gracious. Note 7, referencing the word virtue. Meaning excellence, that is ethical energy exhibited in vigorous action. Note 8, referencing the word praise. Things worthy of praise as the companion of virtue. The first 6 items are categorized under what things are, the last 2 under if any. This indicates that the last 2 items are a summing up of the first 6, in all of which are some virtue or excellence and something worthy of praise. Note 9, referencing the word take. Think about, ponder, consider. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. The things which you have also learned and received, and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, note 1, referencing the word received. Not only learned, but also received. Note 2, referencing the word seen. Not only heard, but also seen. Note 3, referencing the word practice. Not only should the believers think about the things mentioned in verse 8, they should also practice the things they have learned, received, heard, and seen in the apostle. Note 4, referencing the word God. The God of peace is the source of all the things mentioned in verses 8 and 9. By our fellowshipping with him and having him with us, all these virtues will issue forth in our life. Portions from the Life Study Messages. It certainly would not be logical for Paul to speak so much about the experience of Christ, and then in chapter 4 mention human virtues in a purely ethical way. The excellent characteristics of the Christian life given in these verses must be more than natural human attributes. They must be the very expression of the Christ who lives in us. Human virtues were created by God as a vessel to contain Christ as the divine content. Unless our virtues are occupied by Christ and express him, they are empty and devoid of true life. It is important for us to see the difference between a living that is according to ethical teachings and a living that is the expression of Christ. God's economy is not to develop our virtues, but to add Christ to them. When Christ is added to our virtues, they are no longer empty, but are filled with Christ as their content and reality. How wonderful it is to realize that chapter 4, verses 5 through 9 shows us the clear expression of a life that lives Christ. In this portrait, we see that we need forbearance and also an antidote for anxiety. Moreover, we need the 6 governing aspects of a life that lives Christ. It is truly marvelous to see these things. I hope that many among us, especially the young people, will pray about these matters, pray read the verses which speak of them, have fellowship concerning them, and testify to one another about them. Here in Philippians, there is a vast territory for us to explore, and inexhaustible riches for us to search out and experience.